I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, welcome to another monthly bug. Are we doing these every month, Claire?
Apparently, yeah.
And how much are we charging for them?
Well, Reid fucking phoned me yesterday. Another monthly bonus, Claire.
Oh, Christ, here's some more stuff for you for free.
No, welcome to another monthly bonus episode of In Sickness and In Health.
Yes, it's the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health.
Now, we appreciate your entertaining stories, your questions that you send in, your dilemmas, and you've been sending so many that's what we really want to use these little bonuses for.
We want to make sure we get them in.
Yeah,
some of them are really funny. Some of them we need to talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we rabbit on so much during the, what would you call it, the normal podcast, your regular podcast.
Who rabbits on?
So now we're doing a little bonus one.
Yeah, you
once
keep
a
talking
month.
Over me. You are the, like, you know, really cool nicknames, like the Terminator.
Yeah.
You're the derailer.
I am, yeah, that's still a cool nickname.
You
can, the derailer.
Yeah, that's you. There is no conversation
I know you're trying to take the piss out of me right now, but I'm having that.
Right,
can you call me the derailer from now on?
Yeah, sure. When?
Well, just, you know, when you want me to rail you.
Wow.
Anyway, to be part of the conversation, reach out to us.
Oh, so you don't rail me, you derail me.
Reach.
Don't know what that means. Don't know what that means.
Funnily enough, I do know what you mean because I'm there as well. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. To be part of the conversation, reach out to us on Instagram at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. We've got messages here. Shall I just get straight into it?
Well, before you do get straight into these, we should probably just tell them we're actually sitting at home right now.
We should just mention that we are at home in case.
Well, that's what I just said.
I know, I'm backing you up. Do you know what, Claire?
Go on.
Just go fuck yourself.
I do, I have to, when you derail it. okay, right, guys, behave yourselves.
We are at home, so if it sounds a bit odd, that'll be why.
We're on special little podcast mics.
We've got little podcast microphones, which I assume we're going to have to, these are from the studio, we're going to probably have to invest in some of these. I had a look, they're only a couple of hundred quid.
We might lose these ones. The studio might not get them back. Might just accidentally lose them and then we'll buy new ones straight away, but they'll be our ones.
Right, yeah.
Even though they look the same, they'll be different.
We'll replace them and just go, we might as well just keep them here for now.
Exactly.
Anyway, I've got a message for you. Not sure who it's from.
Right.
Hi guys, just want to say amazing job on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The waiting time thing in a taxi is when you are sat/sitting in traffic. Not them waiting for you outside to get in the taxi. No.
Get out of here. No, oh, it's not.
No, that's not true at all.
Right, but obviously they kind of charge us for traffic.
Yeah, no, time is included in the meter.
Yeah.
Time is already included in the meter. Waiting time, you're not waiting when you're in traffic. You're on the way.
You're driving.
This person doesn't know what they're talking about and stop listening to our podcast.
No, don't listen to him.
You're an idiot and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Stop. James is just really angry that he gets charged
for
waiting.
No, we get charged waiting time. I promise you. It's not, you do not get charged waiting time.
For sitting in traffic.
No, you don't. That is all included in the meter.
Yeah.
Time and distance is what's included. Yeah, no, it is. I know for a fact. I'm subscribed to someone. Tom the Taxi Man, I think his name is.
Right.
Great YouTube channel.
Right. We should get in touch with
him. I hope
him.
I've got that right. I would love to jump in his cab. He's genuinely really interesting. He's got a great insight on what it's like to be in a black cab driver in London.
Okay.
And you go and check him out if you're interested in that sort of thing. It is really good.
You see, the derailment has begun.
I don't think I've bigged that YouTube channel up enough, but genuinely give it a go.
Okay.
He talks about the sights. He does tours as well. He does London tours. He's not just a taxi driver, because his knowledge of London and everything, he's about my age, younger. I say my age, it's got to be younger than me. So he's cool and he's hip and he's with it. It's not like...
Right, derailer.
Okay. Shall I do another one? Shall I go straight into another one? Message here. Hi, guys.
You need to go. Don't take a break. Sorry.
Hi, guys. Just listening to your latest episode about the Fleshlight woman. The Fleshlight woman. Sounds like a horror film.
It does.
Who found her husband had used one. Well, me and my fiancé have been together since we were 16 in college. We're now 30 and 31. We have a normal sex life. We have a normal sex life for a couple that have been together for so long.
Yeah.
It's all very loving. Well, a few years ago, we decided to try a few sex toys out.
Mm.
Go for it. Just to see what all the fuss was about and use them with each other. Why not? Do it. Do it, Claire.
Calm down.
Obviously, started with a classic female sex toy, brackets, the dildo, the classic dildo.
Yeah, the good
old dildo.
The dildo doesn't get as hard a time as the Fleshlight, does it?
I suppose it's just about attitudes.
Mm.
And I think what we do on In Sickness and In Health is we push boundaries and change people's attitudes about stuff.
Right, okay. Well, I was pretty against the Fleshlight, but...
I wasn't. Dildo. Everyone loves a dildo. Funny. So the dildo is the punchline of so many jokes. Just calling someone a dildo is hilarious.
Yeah, that is quite funny.
Dildo.
If you called me a dildo.
Yeah. Maybe if you were like cutting my sandwich wrong or something. I'd go, what are you doing, you dildo?
Do you remember for years and years and years, you've not done it for a while, but every time I used to make a shopping list, I'd leave it sitting on the side and you would write dildo on the bottom
That's
of it.
That's right, I did. You used to do that. And then you'd, and I'd wait
and
for
I
you
had to
go,
take it to Asda.
You'd go into Asda and then you'd read it and then you would get like, no, I wouldn't do it at the bottom. Sometimes I'd try and sneak it in the middle if it's possible. And you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And so you were just walking around with a piece of paper with dildo written on it.
Correct. And sometimes you'd draw a little cock
on it. Yeah, of course. obviously started with the classic dildo to use on me, and it was okay, but not as good as just normal sex. Then we went into a sex shop in a big city and found all the other stuff you can get and found a Fleshlight. I was just as curious as my partner was to see if he thought it was any good. So we got it and used it on him. He said it was good, but not as good as the real thing. Yeah, that's always the way, isn't it? And just a heads up, it makes a strange noise when you use it.
Like a...
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Maybe like a little, you know those things?
Squeak.
You know those things you turn upside down, it goes...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or like a sort of when you squeeze a clown's nose. Clown horn. Yeah.
Again, you used to walk by and pretend to squeeze my boob and make that noise.
I did, yeah. I've need to get back into all that. I'm too serious nowadays. He said it was just, it was good, but not as good as the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a strange noise as you use it. And the aftercare of these toys is actually quite extreme. There's nothing more humbling than...
cleaning out your Fleshlight after you've used it.
I suppose
I'd imagine.
So.
Wait, the story got cut off there, but I'd imagine that's where she was going.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexy about standing out of a sink cleaning out your wee rubber fanny.
Just put it in with the dishes.
in the dishwasher.
Oh, just put it in the dishwasher.
Oh.
I bet they make dishwasher safe ones.
Oh God, you made me need to throw up my... I just had a packet of Quavers.
You don't have to complete...
in the flesh.
No.
Okay, right, I'm not into this. Come on, okay. Move on. Let me read another story.
All right, you read the next one.
Oh dear, I'm a bit flustered.
Mm.
Not in a good way.
No, I am. I'm looking forward to using my clown noise fleshlight. I can't wait.
Hello, you legends, this one begins.
Although if it did make a noise like that...
Oh my God!
If it did make a noise like that and the kids heard it or something, they'd be like, oh, what's Dad doing? Can we do it as well? And okay. Then it gets really weird.
James, stop! Okay, sorry. My God! I don't like you in this bonus episode. Like who you are.
I get all excited with all this is just pure people getting in touch with us, and that's what I get excited about.
Right, let me move on to the next story. Okay, hello you legends. Me and my partner have been together for just under 4 years. I can hands down say he is my favourite human on this planet.
Oh.
However.
Yeah, okay.
Just wait.
Yes, there's a caveat.
However, it annoys me so much as soon as I start talking about something important, like a trip or plans with family, friends, or just general life stuff for that week. He sees this as the best time to start looking at funny videos on his phone.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. Then I get told off for sulking when he does it. How can I get him to stop without hitting his phone out of his hand? Whoa.
Just his phone out.
His phone out his hand.
Just whip it away.
You're bad for that.
Hey, come on.
You're always, anytime I start talking to you, there's something more interesting happening on your
phone. I've got to be honest, Claire.
Or just out the room, you just walk out.
I've got to be honest, Claire, the minute you were reading that message and it got to, and then when I start talking about, I just switched off just listening to you talking about someone else talking about all that boring shit. I was watching Instagram reels in my head.
You were watching Tom the Taxi Driver?
I was watching Tom the Taxi Driver.
But here's the thing, though. None against men, right? I'm going to start that. None against men. However, I and a lot of female friends that I have who are also involved with a man, we always talk about, I told him this, 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 we've got this on Saturday, we're going here on Tuesday, they're coming over on Sunday. Yeah. And then an hour before it happens, it's a fucking shock. What?
Yeah, no.
When did you decide this?
You got to just do it in chronological order. So wait until... So if something's happening on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday...
Right.
So the Thursday evening, say, oh, we're doing this tomorrow.
Right.
You go, right, great. Then, you know, once that's over...
Right.
Go, like, maybe we're in bed or something. Go, oh, by the way, tomorrow we're doing this.
Right.
Go, right, brilliant.
Right. Two, it's information overload.
It's just one step at a time. All right. Is that too much to ask?
Fine. Absolutely fine. Well, I don't know. What's your advice for him? Tell him he's being a bit rude and it's hurting your feelings. Always go down the feelings route.
Yeah.
You're hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
Well, if I say that to you, I think you would be taken aback a bit.
Yeah. You don't have feelings.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
You don't.
Right, read the next story.
I'll do the next one. I am so grateful for this podcast. Is this... Right, can I just, listen, as much
here
as...
Here comes the derailer.
No, yeah, I'm going to derail for a second. As great as it is.
Yeah.
As great as it is, everyone started off like saying, every message saying how much they love the podcast.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Why?
It's not necessary.
Let them say it.
Well, say it, but I'm going to start cutting it out because it just feels like we are just bigging ourselves up constantly, especially this, so far during this... During this.
Mine started, hello, you legends.
Exactly.
Right, so it's all right for you to be a legend. Well, you're in between us shit, but as soon as I'm involved.
No, but I don't read
you don't,
it.
You don't want to.
I don't read it out myself. People don't come up to me and go, are you from the in-betweeners? And I go, yes, I am that legend. And I don't say stuff like that.
I wonder what they would say if you did.
Oh, they'd just go, what an arse. What an arsehole.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, here we go. Right. I am so grateful for this podcast. Thank you very much.
You.
We're more grateful that you are listening. Correct. And also getting involved. You've done more work than we have, believe me. I've been going through it at the moment. My partner of 4.5 years broke up with me a week ago.
Oh,
man. Uni life is becoming awful and too much. This brings me to today where I decided it would be a good idea to try magic mushrooms. It started off fantastic, amazing visuals, loving life and all that, and then the worst hour of my life. I felt stuck in time. The only thing that got me through and kept me sane was the sound of your voices. It felt like you two were guiding me back to reality, and I'm eternally grateful for that. I've never done anything psychedelic, or so I don't have any... I just think the kind of person I am, I'm very miserable, aren't I?
Yes.
What do you think? Because they always say that. I have heard, like, with things like magic mushrooms
are
and stuff.
Magic mushrooms illegal?
Well, let me explain to you.
Okay, go on.
So things like magic mushrooms and stuff, I've heard that you can either have a good trip or a bad trip. And I just think the kind of person I am, little worried, anxious, paranoid freak, I think
the world
that
would
I
be
wouldn't,
end and...
that I would just be, I wouldn't be able to not have a bad trip. I'd make myself have that bad trip because I'd be like, make sure you have a good trip. Like I'd be stressing myself out to make sure I had a good trip.
Yeah.
So I've never wanted to do anything like that.
I'm not into that sort of stuff. I even, and this is going to sound like the most boring, mumsiest old woman thing I've maybe ever said in my life, but even now, when I'm having like champagne and stuff and I start to, you know that way where you're sort
of... starts to hit you.
You're sort of talking to somebody and they just start going out of focus and things.
Yeah.
Even then I'm
That's
like,
good,
oh,
though.
Right, I've had enough. Because I don't know, I'm not really into it that much anymore.
Maybe it might be something we could do when we're old.
Magic mushrooms.
Like in our 60s or something.
Yeah.
I think you can have it in a tea or something like that.
Yeah.
We could just sit there when the kids are off doing their own thing and we've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Just
get fucking high. Yeah. Just get out of tits.
Yeah.
Anyway, how strange that he was listening to our podcast. I feel like that would have freaked
me out. I'm not sure whether it's a he or a she, to be honest.
Oh, sorry. Not against men. I just envisioned that was a...
I'm not sure. But I am sorry about that uni's shit and you've broken up with your partner and stuff. I will say this. Probably don't do drugs.
No.
Right now.
Don't.
In your life. Also.
Not right now, ever. Don't do them ever.
Listen, I'm not here to judge anyone.
I'm not judging.
Come all.
Don't.
You do what you want to do. I think I get more judged for not being... I've been in situations where it's like,
do you want a bit of this?
And yeah. Oh, no, thank you. And then they're a bit like, you're one of those. I think I get more, like...
Maybe.
I just don't like it.
Why are you in those situations?
I'm going back years.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back like years and years ago. But like, I have been in those situations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Well, listen, do you, but yeah, be careful. Especially if you're not feeling too good. If you're feeling a bit down, just be careful.
Also, people do think I'm on drugs.
Yeah.
I told you about this. We spoke about this. Oh, it annoys me. Because I don't.
I know.
I really don't.
Yeah, I know.
This too shall pass.
Nice.
All right. You're having a bad time at the moment. but things inevitably will get better.
You will be all right.
And also, unfortunately, this won't be the last time you have a bad time in your life either. That is what life is. It's all ups and downs. There will be an up just around the corner. Magic mushrooms probably isn't the way to reach that, though, is what I would say. Dear James and Claire, I love my partner, Caitlin, very much.
Well, did she not say love the podcast or
no.
bringing us up?
No.
Rude.
No. Dear James and Claire, I love my partner, Caitlin, very much, but one of my non-negotiables is the word poo.
Mm.
It kind of cringes and grosses me out. She says it quite a lot, even though I've said it knocks me fucking sick. Aggressive. I know you say it all the time as well on the podcast, and it also knocks me fucking sick. Still love yous, though. How do I seriously get her to stop? It's getting out of control. She hates the word fanny, and I don't say that ever. Please help. Love from Ryan. Ryan, come on, mate. The word poo is such a funny word. Mm. That's the word that you say as a kid because you're not allowed to say shit yet.
I'm a little bit wham. I don't like poo. And you know, do you remember we've had a couple of these where you've actually said sometimes I need to go for a wee, and that winds me up.
I know. And you go, don't say that, that's childish. Say pee. And I go, it's the same fucking thing.
No.
It just depends where you're from.
I know.
You all say pee up in Scotland.
Yeah.
Down in the southeast, we go, oh, I've got to go for a wee.
Got to go for a wee wee. Little wee wee.
I don't say wee wee.
I know, I don't know. The sign about.
But the kids are there. And
but they don't say wee, they say pee.
I know, it's because they're with you. But I say wee, I grew up saying wee.
I know.
You can't have a go at me for where I grew up.
I know,
and
but
I take that personally.
I don't like it, and I'm sort of wham. I don't like the word, I don't like, if you wouldn't really say to me, I need to go for a poo, you would say shit, I need to go for a shit.
Yeah.
So I get what he means, because when you say I need a wee, it does make me cringe.
Say when we're in front of the kids, Claire. I'm not going to go,
you say pee?
Yeah, but I don't reach for that.
Well, you could, well...
Believe me,
I need to go to the toilet.
When I'm with adults, I don't go, oh, I need to go for a wee.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do. Stop fucking announcing what you're doing in the toilet.
But then you have a go at me. You keep saying, oh, you just leave the room all the time.
Just say I'm going to the toilet. Excuse me, Claire, I have to go use the facilities.
I'll just say, excuse me, Claire, I need to push some urine through my urethra out the tip of my penis.
Perfect.
Right, I'll say that from now on. Is it urethra?
I don't know.
I may have mispronounced that. Oh, here, you do this one. Fucking nonsense.
Oh. right, I don't know who this is from. Hiya, just wanted to say, me and my husband absolutely love your podcast and listen every week.
Thank you very much. Keep listening, please, for the love of God.
Gotta say, after listening to Claire's Dragon's Den pitch, I gotta say, again, I back her on this one. It defo has legs. I've got a suggested business name, Buckley's DIY, build it yourself boxes. You guys are my go-to, listen on my weekly commute to take a 3-month-old son, Jonah, to his baby sensory classes. And as you can tell, I'm totally invested in the show. And sounds bad, but without fail every week, you seem to manage to get my son to have a right sleep in the car when we listen, so it's a bonus all round.
What's baby sensory class?
Right, do you know, I was thinking of that. So I...
Magic mushrooms. They give babies.
I...
and that's why he's sleeping in the car. Right?
Oh, Lord. Right, first of all, quickly on the Dragon's Den, on the Buckley's Build It Yourself boxes, I've been sent quite a few messages on Instagram. They kind of exist.
Oh, they do they?
Yeah, there's a few people who've got them, but I think they are very small sort of start-up businesses. So I'm over it, all right? I'm done
okay.
with it, because if somebody else has done it, I'm not doing it.
You'll find out. Everything's mostly already done, isn't it?
I know. But on the baby sensory classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a few friends who still have young kids and babies, right? And they're always like, oh, we're going to baby music class.
Right.
Baby sensory class. And I'm just like, I never did any of that shit.
No, I think...
Never.
Well,
sensory
kids...
class, they sort of, they like float like colourful bits of sheet run about them.
I suppose it's to help the development of the child.
Senses, yeah.
Yeah, so I can see that would probably, I don't know whether it's completely necessary,
No.
But I can understand, you know, just doing something with your baby.
Well, I just think taking them outside. Taking them out a walk, let them look at the flowers and the trees and all
that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what we did.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing.
But what I'm
saying, them on a swing.
Yeah, but
push them on the swing and stuff.
Well, no, this is tiny babies. But what I'm saying is, like, they all do these music classes and stuff. And
babies were tiny. I was sticking them on the swing. Remember, I was swinging them right
over. Okay, right. I'm moving on because you can't fucking talk.
Throwing them down a slide.
Anyway.
They rattled down that slide like that police officer in that. Do you remember that video? Well, it went around. It was only a few months ago. It was like about six months ago.
He got stuck on the fence.
No, it was a police officer going down a slide.
Oh, yeah.
It was like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I did see that.
Slid out the back.
Yeah, I did see that. Right, last story. Because this is just a little bonus episode, James.
Sorry.
All right, calm down.
All right, just enjoying myself.
Hi, Claire and James. Love the podcast and forever grateful that Claire introduced me to pickled eggs.
Oh,
absolutely love them.
Good.
However,
everyone say however.
However, not one other person I have suggested them to have taken me up on the offer to try them. I just don't get it. And that is from Lisa in Northumberland. Lisa, I know I've been telling people for nigh on 20 years.
Yeah.
To get a pickled egg, don't
there are loads of people eating pickled eggs.
There is loads of people eating pickled eggs. However, when you...
They are disgusting.
When you offer...
Stop saying however.
However, when you offer said pickled egg...
Yeah.
It's a strange snack to offer somebody.
It's an awful snack,
I'm always trying to get one, don't
I had you? A mate that carried boiled eggs around with him.
That, I feel, is
as
worse
a snack.
Than the pickled egg.
He would have boiled eggs still in their shell in his pocket and would just... Uncrack, like,
yeah,
take the shell
them.
Off, peel them and eat them.
Ugh. See, that grosses me out. And also, that's so boring, doesn't taste like anything.
It was a good source of protein and it fills
good.
You up. And
they do fill you up. I love a little pickled egg snack during the day. So, is that it? We're done?
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
All right, well, make sure you're all subscribed.
Oh, here,
give
James.
Us a review.
Look, you're winging it. I've got the outro here.
It's
read
fine.
It.
It's fine, I know the outro.
All right, give it back then, go on.
Well, that brings us to the end of this special little bonus podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. Make sure that you're subscribed on whatever platform that you listen to us to. Give us a review if you like us. If you don't like us, don't give us a review. And make sure that you are following at In Sickness and In Health Podcast on the old Instagram there so that we can get your messages and voice notes and... We can help you out. As you can tell, we are a well of knowledge.
Absolutely.
I don't think I think we had 100% track rate there.
Yeah.
We helped every single person.
We did.
However,
really.
We may have not helped anybody.
Yeah. And what's the most important thing that we want to tell them before we go?
Before we go, we want to tell you...
This is a bonus episode. They listen to this on Friday.
Yes.
What's the most important thing you want to tell them?
To see you next Tuesday.
Well, no, because this is the bonus episode.
Right, okay.
But Kenna, that would don't forget to listen
right.
to our real...
Don't forget to listen
not
to...
Not a real one.
Don't forget to listen to the proper one.
Don't forget to listen to our...
Official.
Actual
what's this?
Podcast episode on Tuesday. We will be back. You've only got a couple of days to wait because we slid in your DMs with a cheeky wee bonus.
So thank you ever much. Thank you ever so much for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with our regular podcast. But also keep your ears pricked for bonus episodes every now and then.
Yeah.
All,
right.
All the best. God bless you.
God bless. Good night.
3 from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.